This newsletter was published on the 8th of March. The prompt is read by me, Sahani Gunathilaka, and the reply was written by Iman Hariri-Kia and is read by Rhiannon Joyce. Dilemma. Am I a bad feminist for wanting to change my surname? I'm grappling with a significant decision and could really use some guidance. I'm torn as to whether I should adopt my boyfriend's last name when and if we get married. Initially, I was staunchly opposed to ever changing my surname. Upon reflection, I've begun to question why I felt so adamant about it. Truth be told, I don't have a deep attachment to my current surname. It holds no significant weight in my professional field and truly just feels like, well, like a name and nothing more. My partner and I share a wonderful relationship, one built on open communication. We've discussed it at length and have unpacked what the different scenarios might look like. Him taking my name, me taking his, or opting to hyphenate. We both value compromise and have agreed to assess who cares more about the outcome and who is willing to be a bit flexible in their stance. After some thinking time, I realize my reluctance probably stems more from a fear of external judgment than from any genuine attachment to my own name. In truth, I believe his surname holds more significance to him than mine does to me. What I've realized is holding me back is the knowledge I'll be judged by my fellow feminists for making an anti-feminist choice. Which brings me to my question. Can I still embody feminist principles while adopting my boyfriend's last name?
Oh, honey, you came to the right place. I'm getting married in August and was just having this conversation with my fiancé. My mother also gave a speech at her wedding about why she was opting to keep her surname. The law is lawing. I know women and men alike who feel a great kinship with their family names, as well as a pressure to carry on their lineage. For first-generation immigrant children like me, a surname can feel like one of our final cultural ties. In an interracial relationship like mine, a surname can help you create a new family identity. And when you're building a professional brand, a name can feel like an earned career milestone. Or it can simply feel like something you were assigned at birth. Of course, women keeping their name can be symbolic and important. You don't need me to tell you that. Historically, the wedding industrial complex, along with the institution of marriage, has diminished women's overall power and agency. The idea that you suddenly go from being your father's to your husband's property is beyond icky. Only, it sounds like your dynamic with your boyfriend is wonderfully balanced, and that he hears and understands all of this and is open to further communication. I love it. Let's chat more about this societal pressure stuff. The truth is, the pressure works both ways. If you're actively choosing not to take your partner's surname because you're afraid of being a bad feminist, you're really just succumbing to another form of pressure, right? Perhaps the most radical act you can take is to make the decision that works best for you. Further, the true definition of feminism is centered on the advocation of social, economic, and political equality of the sexes. Intersectionality takes race, class, gender, sexuality, ability, and more into account. If that's established, the most feminist approach to choosing your surname would be to lead an open and honest conversation with your partner, in which he listens and respects your opinion. And it sounds like that's something you're already doing. So, instead, I think you should ask yourself, what would the arrangement need to look like for you to feel comfortable? Don't think, just answer. Let your gut guide you. I'll give you an example. I have decided not to change my surname. You think I'm letting go of my SEO value? But my children will be taking my partner's name. However, because I have a racial and cultural tie to my surname, it's important to me that my children have Persian first names. A request that my partner both understands and accepts. Is this the most feminist approach? Well, in my opinion, intersectional feminism lies in the decision-making process. Do I, as a first-generation Middle Eastern woman, feel seen, heard, and respected by my partner while making my needs known? Yes, I do. Do I feel as if my partner is using the surname conversation as an opportunity to further possess, control, or dictate me or my life? No, I do not. And I will keep checking in throughout our relationship to make sure this is still the case. Last of all, nothing is ever final. Names can change, decisions can be reversed, and you are entitled to your opinion every day. Do your best to ignore the chatter and advocate for you and your happiness. Womanhood looks different in practice for every individual and relationship.
Hello guys, Mish here. I am the co-founder of Shameless Media. Thank you so much for giving us your ears and your mind and your time. We're so grateful. If you enjoy the stuff that we produce, may I recommend our brand new podcast, Style-ish, stylish, if you want to say it quickly, style-ish, if you want to take the long way through. It is our podcast for all things fashion, brand, business, and beauty. If that is in your wheelhouse, if you care about style content, you will love this show. It is, of course, more than just a show as well. It is a newsletter. It is an Instagram feed. It is a TikTok account. There is so much good stuff going out on Stylish every single day, starting now. So in your favorite app, search for Style-ish. Give it a listen, give it a follow. We are an independent media company and we would be so, so grateful for all your support. That's all for me, guys. Check out Stylish and have a good one.